people signed up this morning. We're not going to leave the roll open. So if they're not signed up by now, we're not going to just continue because this is a continuation of yesterday's meeting. Looks like we have people in Kenai, Jerry Brookman, Randy Daly, Dan Ungru. Can we start with the Kenai teleconference, first person there, and go ahead.
Hello, this is Jerry Brookman in Kenai, and I have facts for the folks here at the LIO fax a statement to you. I would just like to say that I'm not suspicious by nature, but when people run as many full-page or nearly full-page ads, and now it's gone to full-page from the other parties supporting this question, I can't help but wonder why this is necessary. I do encourage you to take a really close look at this matter, and as I have stated in my statement that I had faxed up there to you, I would encourage, if it's necessary, to have a special legislative session on the matter. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Brookman? If not, Randy Daly.
Yes, hello. This is Randy Daly. I'm a resident of Kenai. Basically, having reviewed the Charter for Development, I believe it's in the state's best interest to go ahead and allow this to go forward. As a business owner myself, and having been a resident of the state of Alaska from birth, having been educated in schools funded by oil money, having my parents' lifestyle been supported by oil money, and having felt the consequences of not continuing development and not continuing to develop our most profitable resource, i.e., layoffs and the termination of my father's position on the North Slope, I understand what it takes to be in business. And as a businessman, I understand the need to streamline production and decrease costs. The law of large numbers dictate that you have to figure out ways of decreasing your costs per unit. Otherwise, you don't stay in business in a world marketplace. So I believe it's time for Alaska to get back into the business of being a productive economy. And allow the acquisition to go through. If you look through the charter, the governor has done his job and then some protecting Alaska interests. He's actually getting to the point where he's potentially harming Alaska interests by causing the potential of the shares that Alaskans own in BP through the permanent fund to be affected by the inability to move through with this. So I cannot state it firmly enough that I am in favor, both as a person, an Alaskan, and a business owner, that we get moving and put Alaskans back to work. Thank you.
Questions of members of the committee? If not, we'll go to Dan Ungru.
Hi, Dan Ungru, Kenai, Alaska. This item found is a merger deal pretty close. Yes, you guys are doing, you know, you guys are taking a look at this, and I'd like you guys to put yourself as owning a business. And you want to extend your business. And then the government, your so-called partner stuff, sometimes you have to give to a certain charity. They step in and tell you, you have to tell you where to spend your money. Certain amount has to go to cleaning up messes that other people created. And as a partner, you turn around and tell them you're getting ready to expand your business, and you tell them you have to sell that part of the expansion that you're buying. And you also have to take good care of your competitors by using your infrastructure. I believe the BP deal as it originally stood, what BP wanted, was good for the state. I think the government and the committee stepped in and watered down the deal because the original deal would have been real good. And as far as everybody worried about BP getting too powerful. We, the people of the state, and we, the legislature, if BP didn't carry through on all their promises, had the right to literally tax them. We carried the hammer. So I think we should give them good faith. If anything, we should go back to the original as it was, and then use taxation as a means of monitoring BP. All we're doing is going in and telling a company, a business, you know, what to do. Let them run the business, and the state's going to be a lot better off for it. We'll get a lot more revenues, and working with them as a true partner, we can get this gas pipeline running and get some revenue back into the hands of the people. So, you know, the more we turn around with this, and the longer it takes, all we're doing is losing money for the state of Alaska and losing money for the people. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions by members of the committee? If not, do we have one person in Juneau on teleconference?
We have a couple of observers in Juneau.
No one to testify that hasn't testified yesterday?
No, there isn't.
Okay, do we have anyone here that signed up to testify? Julie? So we don't have anyone else signed up to testify. We have then completed the continuation of our meeting. With that, we will, adjourn the meeting at this time. We will be conferring with the legal representatives and trying to see what their advice is. And we had a request by Senator Wilkin to try and come up with a report and recommendation from them. They know of that request, and we will be trying to come up with probably two versions of that, one under the confidentiality agreement and one for a general session. With that, we will adjourn at this time. You have a